Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down by two.
Hola, chicos and chiquitas. Welcome to the Down by Two podcast. Good to be back here. It's your host, Josh Elijah. It's the other host, the co-host, my right-hand man, Jesse McKay,
aka Yo.
Birdman. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Are you excited for this weekend or what?
I am pimped for this weekend. It's going pimped. Going to be a heck of a weekend. Heading down to Orlando again to go do some coverage with the Toronto Raptors and Orlando Magic. We got a whole weekend of Raptors Magic action going on. So yeah, I'm pumped. I'm freaking pumped. It's gonna be a good time, man. Good to be back. It's been a minute. It was away in Mexico, in Cabo. It was a good time. It was a relaxing. Good time. Relaxing. You know, honestly, it was just hanging out by the pool. I contemplated playing some golf as well. And I didn't because I was just sensible about it. Because, I mean, like, we were back onto, like, a pretty sweet course. And I'm just like, man, I got to go do it. And I marched my ass down all the way to the pro shop. I'm like, how much for a round? And literally everything in Cabo is just so inflated and expensive. And they're like, by the end of all the charges, it was going to be about 250 American. Because I also had to rent clubs and all that jazz. And I'm just like, whatever it is, I'm going to do it. And I thought about it. I'm like, man, I suck at golf. Like, there's no, like, I'm going to, like, pay 250 USD.
Yeah, that's, you got, like, that tourist pricing, right?
That's like 500 Canadian, basically.
Okay. I mean, basically.
But, I mean, I'm just like, to pay 250 USD to shoot, like, 120 out in the middle of the blistering sun, because, like, I'd have to go twilight hours so that it would be maybe a little bit cheaper. I'm just like, no, I'm not that good of a golfer to go and do that by myself as well. And just be frustrated out in the sun all alone while Amanda is just by the pool doing the sensible thing. So that's what I did. I just went, hit up the corner store, the OXO down there, and grabbed myself a six pack and just hung out by the pool instead. So
that's what I was going to ask you. Like, would Amanda join you on the links or what?
No, she would not. She would. I'm just like, oh, you can control the tunes. And she's like, but I can do that by the pool. So why would I do that?
Yeah, well, you can control the tunes. Yeah, it sounds real enticing.
Yeah, but no. And then it was, what was his name? Willie or something? Willie by the pool was just like, I'll join you. I don't golf, but I'll come and drink some beers with you. And I'm like, Willie or whatever your name was. I might stay here.
Yeah,
I might just stay here. Bro, Cabo is fucking funny. It is a mix of, like, just really rich Californians and just racist Albertans. Like, it's just...
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's just too... Like, it's either super snobby or super racist. It's
I guess it's just directly south from both of them, right?
So, exactly. Like, exactly.
Closest, so it's just like, resort destination, right?
Just sitting poolside with a bunch of racist Albertans and you're just like, uh-huh, and just chugging beers. Real relaxing conversations.
Just drinking until you can't hear them anymore.
Sometimes I just get up mid-conversation, just jump in the pool and float there. And then I just pull my head up above water. I'm like, oh, yeah. They're still knocking. Okay.
Yeah, dunk your head back down.
Oh, man. But it was a good time. Cabo is, like, it's really just not normally our jam. Like, it is super, like, touristy and what have you, but it was given to us as a wedding gift, and it was a great time. A lot of, you know, just, it was just chill. There was just no agenda. So, I guess we'll, I honestly we'll probably make our way back over to Europe before we go back down to Cabo. So, but it was great. I love going to Mexico though. It's always a good time. DB2 trip. We'll probably go cover, like a LATAM game or something. We'll find some bullshit to go out and cover.
We should go to Dominican and cover some like baseball game.
Yes, man. Thank you.
That would be unreal.
That would be so sick. Or even just like, I know they do some G League stuff down there too. I mean, like there's been talks. We're trying to work on stuff to go down to Vegas and cover the G League down there too. So there's just a lot of great opportunities that are coming up. And heck, if we're down there, we might as well just, you know, go south to Mexico.
Do the Jays have some sort of Dominican affiliate? I feel like they do.
No.
Are you sure?
Nah, I was looking into it the other day, actually, because we're heading out to Vancouver coming soon to go do some coverage down there with one of the affiliates, and we'll get more into that as baseball season is rapidly approaching. But there is not, unfortunately. But they do like the MLB on the road, so they have like some of the road games, and they play that in Mexico as well. So probably even go see like Mexico's like national team, what have you.
Right.
Options.
We got options.
We'll go down and we got options. We'll go down and cover literally anything. There's so much that's coming up on the docket. I don't know what to do, but we're going to figure it out because we're just taking everything, every opportunity that comes our way. We're there covering it. Whether you care or not, listeners and viewers, we're covering it.
We care. As soon as it's confirmed, we care.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be a fan of whatever team. I mean, I'll go to Nunavut and cover whatever Canadian Hockey League is up there. I don't know.
That would actually be sick, though.
That would be so sick. Like, see, that's the thing. Is that like any opportunity that comes our way, we're like, damn, like I'd definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm the newest, biggest fan.
There it is. Get me your new tarp. This episode though, I mean, this is only fitting. We're talking about this. We're at episode 95. Like 95. Where is the time gone? It's been almost crazy. It's basically 3 years.
Oh, dude. Actually, I have this on my LinkedIn, obviously, the podcast, because that is a major milestone.
Yeah.
I just got the notification yesterday. It's the 3 year anniversary. So whether it was actually launched on the 13th or not, I don't know, but it sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
We came up with the idea in like January of that year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we would have launched it. I'm pretty sure we launched it in March or April.
Yeah. So, I mean, right around there. I mean, that's in its early days, and it's crazy. I mean, we've been doing it for this long, and look at where it's gotten us. And you know, what's so funny is that it's just so fitting. You know, episode 95, which is the year the Raptors were founded and launched as well as an organization.
Nice.
You like that?
I like that
little fact.
Yeah, I like that.
Little factoid. Well, because of that, I mean, it just so happened that everything comes full circle. And really what launched us in this podcast into some sort of relevance and being able to get bigger guests and get these amazing interviews to start out with and really get ourselves, a foundation and lay that down and be able to do all the things that we've been able to do was because of this guest that we had back on our show. And it is always such an honor to be able to have him on. And honestly, the show wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have been able to make it to these heights if it wasn't for him saying yes. It was our fifth episode in, I believe it was episode number 5. So it was very, very early on into our podcasting careers. And we really owe a lot to this guy, and he's a familiar face that the whole nation and the basketball world knows and loves. But he's the broadcaster for the Toronto Raptors. Mr. Jack Armstrong is on this show, and we got to sit down with him earlier this week and chop it up with him while he was on the road with the Raptors in Denver. And it was great to catch up with him. And it's amazing that he is just so kind and humble and is always gracious with his time and is able to share some of that with us and his insights. So yeah, it was great, wasn't it, Bird?
Yeah, he's never too big for the moment, you know? Like he will give you the time of day no matter what. And calling in early from his hotel room in Denver, you know, like he was just getting up, right?
Yeah.
And, willing to hop on a call, like
it's or if he just so got back from a jog or something, because he's always that's
right. He's a big jogger.
Yeah.
That was his thing last time too.
Absolutely.
I think he probably picked up more intensely during COVID lockdowns. But yeah, man, it's also crazy how that's kind of like a 3-year anniversary of having him on. And yeah, like that name just immediately catapulted us and gave us some credibility right out the gate. And like you said, it helped us out a lot. So
absolutely.
We're super appreciative of it. And, you know, it's awesome. He, you know, remembers coming on the show and everything. Like he's such a wicked guy.
Yeah, man. And it's just, you know, it's always just great to catch up with him and for him to be, you know, he's just like, hey, so how you guys doing? Look at the progression, keep it up, keep up the good work and all that. And so I just know anytime that I'm able to get a hold of him and, you know, his schedule is always very hectic, but whenever he can slot us in, we take that opportunity and we're very excited to share it with you. So how about that? How about we just share it with you? Here's our interview with Jack Armstrong, broadcaster of the Toronto Raptors. All right, we're here with a very special guest. It has been over 2 years, almost 3 years, actually, since we sat down with this man. Very excited to be able to bring him back on. It's almost a full circle sort of moment here. But we're here with the broadcaster for the Toronto Raptors, Jack Armstrong. Jackie boy, how you doing? So good to see you. Thanks for jumping on. I know that you're super busy, but how are things over in Denver right now?
Denver wrapped the game here tonight and then on to Detroit tomorrow for another game. So 18 games left. So
it's, 18 games. It's been, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
50, you know, it's a long season and obviously the Raptors banged up right now. So it's been a challenge down the stretch, but you know, there's years like this, you know, there's years where, you know, you kind of get spoiled. I think the Raptors had such an amazing run there for quite a while. And, you know, I think back, this is my 26th year broadcasting Raptor games. And, you know, there's been years like this before. And you kind of forget how hard it is and it's really difficult and just trying to get through it. And, again, the health is the biggest challenge right now. When you lose that many good players, it's hard to, like the other night in Portland, there without Scotty Barnes, Jakob Poeltl, and RJ Barrett, it's hard. And but nonetheless, you learn a lot about players that get the opportunity, and I think this is what it's about right now down the stretch.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was what we kind of wanted to dive into. And this year, obviously, full of a lot of change, that Raptors fans really aren't used to with a big shakeup at the deadline leading up to that as well. But, you know, what does this mean for, I guess, the young core now that looking at, you know, centered around Scotty Barnes and RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley? What are some of your takeaways on that?
I'm excited about where they're going. You know, I love the pickup of Kelly Olynyk and getting him extended. You know, they got to figure out, I think, this offseason, I think two pieces that they got to figure out would be, you know, what's Gary Trent's future? Obviously, he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then the other one will be Bruce Brown, who has an it's a team option. So it'll be, you know, just to see what happens there. So, and there's money tied up in both of those guys. So, you know, those would be the two bigger pieces that internally right now on their roster, they have to kind of get figured out. And then beyond that, just building the base, building a good rotation in terms of a second unit and, continue getting a little bit more size, a little bit more shooting, and things like that. So, and they have some options. They're gonna have some cap flexibility. Mm-hmm. They're going to have some picks to utilize. So they're in kind of restructure, reboot mode.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that, you know, Jesse and I were talking about as well, just when it comes to, you know, some of the offseason decisions that they're going to have to make. But, you know, as we're going down the stretch for the final few games for the rest of the season, what do you want to see from this team, and what are some of the strides that you'd like to see some of these players? Obviously, Scotty Barnes being out, and that changes a lot of things. What are some of the things that you're looking for out of the young core here as we go down the stretch?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to, it's all relative because of depending who's on the floor that night. But definitely I want to continue to see the growth and progress that Emmanuel Quickley is making as a lead guard. I think he's a really talented young player. Grady Dick, having the opportunity to play extended minutes, yeah, and grow from that. RJ Barrett has played well for them. I think this style of play fits his game a lot better than the way the Knicks played. And so to me, those would be a few things. And then you just try to find out about some of the other roster pieces that you have and see what exactly the future is with them. And, I mentioned Gary Trent. You know, he's played well down the stretch.
Absolutely.
Is he part of your future? I don't have the answer right now, but so there's a lot to play for a lot of these guys.
So you mentioned something. I mean, obviously, RJ Barrett, his role is a bit different now with the Raptors, and he's definitely excelled in that role. But what are some of the main differences from the way that Thibodeau used him in New York as opposed to the way that you see Coach Darko using him?
I think the biggest thing is RJ's on the move now. And yeah. I think I think his style of play, he's better in read and react, constant movement. He sees the game well. When he catches the ball and he's on the move, I think he's more dangerous as a player than he is when he's standing in a corner and catches it. And, it's a little different in terms of closing out on a guy like that versus closing out on a guy that's, you know, cutting and screening, coming off a screen, cutting, relocating, things like that. I just think he fits better in terms of what they're doing. And you look at OG Anunoby in New York, obviously in the games that he was healthy.
Yeah,
he's the third option, and he basically stands in the corner and takes threes and doesn't have a lot of other things to do in their offense. Mm-hmm. But that's how they play. Whereas when I look at the Raptors and what RJ is able to do playing in Coach Darko's system, I think it's it just suits him. It suits him. There's more flow. And, you look at how he played when he was at Duke, their offense was more flow oriented. And I think the way the Raptors play in terms of their movement, and particularly now you look at a guy like with Jakob Poeltl out, you look at a guy like Kelly Olynyk at the five, the ball moves beautifully. You look at Jakob Poeltl, he after he had the ankle injury and came back, he played at a even higher level. He played very, very well. And he does a great job at the five spot with catching it and moving it to the next guy and using him at screening actions and handoffs and pitch plays and all that. So to me, I just think all that, those actions help RJ get on the move, get in flow, get to the basket, catching the ball, in terms of being able to shoot it with more rhythm. So I think it really fits him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah. And the dynamic with Emmanuel Quickley, how has that sort of differed from, their style of play in New York as opposed to Toronto here?
Well,
seeing some crazy numbers from Quickley now, and it's looking like a great 1-2 punch.
Well, you look at him, I think some of that is the fact that, he's starting. He's playing significant minutes. The ball's in his hands a ton. He's relied on. And so there's more empowerment, you know, and I think he's getting more comfortable with the style of play that they're playing. He's more confident now in the fact that I think in the beginning, I think he was trying so hard to fit in and get the ball to other guys and let people see that he can be a point guard. I look at him more as a lead guard. He's scoring minded, and he needs to be scoring minded because he's a really good scorer. He can shoot the ball. He's got that great floater game. He can get by you, get to the rim. He can change his release points and get shots off over size. And to me, I think when I look at him, the next level, and you're not going to see this till the off season, you know, just to get a little stronger. Sometimes he gets kind of knocked off the ball. And, you know, when you play major minutes now, you know, that stamina, that force that you're able to play with, that's really important. So just getting stronger and being able to play through a little bit more contact. Yeah. And again, some of that just comes with age and maturing physically. And a lot of that's just putting the time in the weight room and all those types of things. So, but I really like him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think Raptors fans can't agree with that as well. You touched on Coach Darko and Bird. You were, we were chatting about just the season overall with Coach Darko. Do you have anything to be able to add on Coach?
Well, I think that he's had a few different versions of a roster, so that's always tough for a first-year NBA head coach. Obviously, he's been a head coach before in the G League and overseas, but, you know, you get thrown in the fire now and you kind of go into the season and your roster looks like this and now it changes, and that's hard. And then you combine all that and then you have injuries. You put it all together, that's really difficult. So I think he's done a really good job. I you know, you look at the last two games that they've played against Phoenix and Portland. They struggled getting out of the gate in the first quarter. Yeah. He calls quick timeouts. He adjusts. He makes changes. He lights a fire in them a little. And they respond and they play hard. Made it a great game against Phoenix. They made it a great game against Portland. So to me, I think that is what I look at, is that overwhelmingly they've been pretty competitive. On the other hand, they've had nights where they've gotten blown out. And again, it happens. It's going to happen when you're down in numbers. But I think he has the respect of the players. They not only like him, they respect him. They play hard for him. There's accountability. There's good teaching. So he's a real good coach.
It's a shame that we won't be able to catch you in Orlando, and that will actually be our first chance to chat with Coach Darko. How is he as a person, and just his overall energy, on and off the court?
He's very positive, upbeat, approachable guy. He is really, you know, it's funny. I didn't know him other than, you know, met him, but never really knew him till he got here. But all my friends in coaching that worked with him or knew him love him. Mm-hmm. And they said, you're going to really like this guy. And I wholeheartedly agree with their assessment of him. He's a high character guy with an amazing work ethic, tremendous energy, infectious enthusiasm. How can you not like the guy? How can you not play hard for him? And yet, I learned this line a long time ago, don't misinterpret kindness with softness. You know, he's tough.
Yeah.
And he'll tear a strip off you if you don't do what he wants you to do. I mean, He's super tough. If you think back to the rant that he had, after the Laker game, you saw that side of him. So
fiery.
He's fiery and he's tough, but he's a good man. And I think the players and everyone, staff, everyone, and obviously I travel, so you're around him, and he's a high character guy, and they hired a really good man.
Jack Armstrong from the Toronto Raptors. Now that the Raptors are kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to a play-in tournament seed that they could be fighting for, this has opened the door for a lot of teams like our Orlando Magic that we are covering. What are some of your thoughts on teams like the Magic and the Pacers that have now kind of emerged as new young teams in the East?
I like Orlando. I like where they're headed. They got some really good pieces in place. Intriguing. It's interesting. I was reading about, I have their game this Friday night when they play the Raptors. And I'm just looking at some notes this morning, and they have the same roster that they started the season with. And you look around the NBA, that just doesn't happen. So Jeff Weltman has kind of stuck by this roster and stayed patient. I like how hard and tough they are. They really guard. So I love the young pieces that they have. And this offseason will be this, that, you know, I, obviously the playoff experience will be so valuable for them. And then we'll see what they decide to do based upon that. I think they want to kind of let it breathe and let it marinate a little bit and see what this group looks like when they get into the playoffs. And then I think you'll start to see some movement in terms of what they do with their roster.
Absolutely. Jack, I just wanted to say again, thanks for jumping on and, chatting with us. This has been almost 3 years since we first sat down with you, and the progression from our show all the way from there, really giving us a chance to sit down and chat with you really helped build us as a show and help, propel us. And we really just want to say thanks again for jumping on, because, without some of the time that you spent with us, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So really do appreciate you taking the time and jumping on with us again here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And there you have it. Jack Armstrong from the Toronto Raptors. Great to catch up with him. Just such a beautician. Always, always great to catch up with old Jackie boy. Hello. It was, always great. It's a shame that we don't get to see him in Orlando as we head there. I believe it's the Sportsnet crew that's out there. Broadcast. So, run into Matty D and Alvin Williams and the rest of those guys. So, we're very pumped to be able to go down there and check that out. And it's all made possible by our partners over at Crier Media, the network. Give it up for Crier Media. Visit Crier.co for all things DB2 and sports-related content. And then, of course, we got to shout out our sponsors over at Indestructible. Visit Indestructible online. Indestructible MFG. What does MFG stand for?
Manufactured goods.
There you go. MFG, you learn something new every day. Visit Indestructible MFG online and use that promo code DOWNBY2 for 15% off your next order. And of course, the homies over at Yup Beer. Bing, those guys. Yup Beer. I have not been drinking Yup Beer at too many cervezas over the last couple weeks, so I'm just on the old seltzer. But visit yupbeer.com to find a location near you. Now available. Excuse me.
You're just stores. At the gym too, so
there it is. Yeah, exactly. Can't be sculling yups after.
No, you gotta pound yups before the gym, not after the gym.
Oh yeah, sweat it out in the steam room. Honestly, man, that's one of the reasons I just go to the gym is for the steam room. It's my little treat at the end of it.
I miss having a steam room in my gym, dude. Back when I was at Good Life, bro, the steam room was unreal. It's so much better than a sauna. Like, you go in there and immediately
just sweat out your demons, you know? And it's honestly, sometimes I just go there when I'm hungover and I just sit there and reflect
with a bunch of sweaty bald dudes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's, with their ding dongs hanging out.
With their dings hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. And like back before COVID times, I would go in there when I was sick. Obviously, like there wouldn't be like too many people around. I would make sure that, you know, it was like me and like my homie. But like nobody gave a fuck about getting sick back then. But you would you'd go in there and just like, sweat your cold out. Just get it out, get the
get it out of you. Yeah. They get that achy out of you. Yeah, man, it's really, but the crazy thing about my gym is that it's right next to Angelo's, which is like it's a Italian grocery store and like restaurant and everything. So like you can literally smell the pizza just wafting.
Oh God.
And it's just like, oh, so you're like literally going there. It's
like right beside it.
Yeah, man. It's bullshit. Pizza smell in there. Well, it's just, you know, motivation to go, you know, work your ass off and then
post-workout
meal. Steam room. And then, and then just carb load. Oh, yeah. It's great. But let's move along to our final segment. I feel like we haven't done this in a while. We haven't talked about some bets, but because it is a Toronto Raptors and Orlando Magic loaded weekend, we're going to be looking at the first game that is going to be out, or that's going to be out. That's going to be going down on Friday. This is the Raptors Magic game. The
Raptors are just dropping on the
weekend. Out Friday. Yeah. they're playing in Toronto on Friday later today, and then we'll be down in Orlando on the Sunday. And we're going to place a couple bets on the Friday game with our pals over at TonyBet. TonyBet Canada. Visit TonyBet Online, Canada's number one betting website. 19 plus, T's and C's apply. Please gamble responsibly. TonyBet, we've been doing a lot of stuff with them, and it's been great working with them. Very, very excited for all the content that we're pumping out, working overtime, doing a bunch of cool stuff and covering everything. So make sure you check that out on all the socials and what have you. But we got a couple picks here going into the game. Raptors hosting the Magic Friday night. Bird, we're talking about the over and under. We're going back and forth. We decided to land on the over. Talk to me, Goose. Why are you taking the over?
Is that my new bird nickname?
Yeah. I'm Goose. Give me a honk. 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 That's your new
that's
your new tag.
Okay, sick. Yeah, I got to update that, actually. we were going back and forth on this, and I think we were originally settling on the under, but that's only because, the Magic, they're not as offensively gifted as some other teams. They don't really have that perimeter shooting. They're more of a, you know, take it to the basket type of team. Mm-hmm. Really, really great defense. But as we've seen lately, the Raptors just cannot get stops, and they just cannot set up any kind of defensive schemes. And you can blame that on the injuries. That's probably what it is. They don't have a full healthy squad. I don't think it's scheme related. You know, it's not anything Darko's doing, but there's no answer right now. So if I had to choose, I would go with the over. I think the Raptors are probably getting like 120 hung on them at least. But the thing with the Raptors is they can score too. And they've been putting up numbers against defensive-minded teams as well. So I think this has potential to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I mean, the Raptors just flat out don't play defense. And it's and the Magic, even though they're ranked 26th in their offensive rating. It is not good. But they can put up between 110 and 120. So if they do that, the Raptors should be I'm thinking that they probably put about 120. I see a 120 to 110 game. That's what I see.
Yeah, me too. The Raptors are good for 100 points most nights. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's all you really need in this kind of matchup to hit that over. So,
and Grady Dick's been looking good. He's actually come around. He's been hitting his stride. He's been putting up some decent numbers. That might be one of the only Raptors we get to talk to when we're down there. But what a full circle moment where we're
I know.
We're just like excited to see Grady Dick on the 905. We just covered
this guy a few months ago. Like,
yeah, and then next thing you know, he's the only player available. Man, those Perriers. Yeah, I like the over. We were going back and forth. I'm like, these teams just don't score, but the Raptors can put up some numbers. They just don't play defense. So if the Magic don't have the perimeter shooting, but if they can put together at least, you know, 115, 120, I think the Raptors could let that up. So yeah, let's go with the over 223, and you can find that over on TonyBet as well. So go create your account by scanning that QR code and open up a TonyBet account today. Responsibly though.
Open it responsibly.
Yeah, open it responsibly. And then we're gonna go with the Magic at -6.5. Like I said, we're thinking a 120 to 110 game. The Raptors, I mean, yeah, I think that's honestly, man, the Magic are not getting the respect that they deserve.
I know,
like they are fifth in the standings right now. They're fifth, like that is decent. Like they've been on a pretty good streak. They had a couple duds of games. Like they put up like just under 80 points against the Knicks. But they rebound fast and they play some good defense. Suggs has been out of his mind, and when Isaac is healthy as well, they just give that much more depth. So I definitely like the, you know, with the amount of injuries the Raptors have,
they have a good chance to have home court advantage too. Like they're right there with the Knicks and the Bucks, honestly.
Yeah, they're right there, man. And it's honestly, like, put some respect on Paolo's name. There was an interview that just came out now, and it's just like, he's just like, again, nobody respects us. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is their first year that they've been playing that's in the, like, the positives when it comes to the mm-hmm. win column. So it's just like, yeah, you gotta, you know, back that up. I totally understand that. But yeah, I mean, for real, they've been playing really good. A lot of people are like, yeah, they're a play-in team. I don't know. They just hit their win total over for the season, and I continue to see them closing out the season strong. And we're going to be down in Orlando a lot to be able to go do all the coverage within the next few weeks. We got four more games that we're going to be covering, and we can't wait to bring that all to you. So it's a lot of fun stuff coming up, and very excited for it. But that about does it for this episode, I would say. What do you think?
Yeah. Not much else to say. I mean, we got lots more coming out after the weekend. So
yeah, stay tuned. We got we're gonna be posting that probably on Monday or Tuesday, what have you. We'll get all of that content out to you as soon as possible. All the inside scoops, all the post game pressers, pre game pressers, courtside action, all of that. We're going to be bringing it to you here. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Go subscribe. Do us a favor. We're almost at 200 for this little modest YouTube channel. We're almost at 200, which is crazy because we started with literally nothing. So thank you guys for supporting and what have you. So again, we'll be talking to you guys very shortly, but have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Cheers, guys.
The Blue Hotel. I wanna live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality. Theme-based with special guests. The Blue Hotel Hotline. And every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.